anyway, cool deal. I got, I showed you the generator I got. I am hopefully going to pull it out tomorrow. I've already started it up. I've fired it up. I've got it all ready to go. It's brand new. And I'm going to turn around and take the trailer connections and going to get it plugged in and going to test a system that supposedly courtesy RV has went all through. I'm not real too thrilled or happy with them, just letting you know, so you can take it from there. Break. I'm not 100% happy with Courtesy RV here. They said that I needed a new circuit system in the trailer, which does the controls for the refrigerator, the two refrigerators, the freezer, and I forget what else. And they recommended replacement. And the cost that they quoted me was supposed to be about, well, you saw that. It was supposed to be, I think it was $3,300 to replace the heater unit and the refrigerator and freezer. Break. They didn't replace either one of them. They replaced a circuit board in my control unit, and then they turned around and said that the reason why that the refrigerator wasn't responding to switching over from electrical to propane, they said it was because my tanks were faulty. They took my huge tanks that I had on the trailer, and they pulled them off, they kept them, and they gave me small tanks, and turned around and redid my the propane connections from the base of the trailer to the tanks. And they charged me $3,000 for that.
Yeah, I know you were telling me about that last time I seen you. That's some major you-know-what. Yeah, all that money to not have anything replaced is ridiculous. But have you tested the refrigerator? 'Cause if they're saying the only reason why the fridge wasn't working was because of the propane, then that's all wrong, and they didn't fix anything.
No, they said it was in the circuitry. It's in my control panel down below. They said that that was a problem. But no, now I'm going to be testing that tomorrow. I'm definitely testing it before we go out. I mean, we got three of us dependent on it, so no, I'm testing that tomorrow.
Well, if we have to, we'll use ice chests. I bet it's going to be cold enough out there to where we can always string our food up into a tree. And if a black bear comes around, oh darn, I guess I'll fill my bear tag.
I actually messed up. I turned around and went down to Bi-Mart and tried getting the bear tag. They told me I was late.
Didn't quite catch that last.
I said I went to Bi-Mart when I got the unit tags, and I tried getting the bear tag for general, just for that unit also. And they told me I was a little too late on it, that I couldn't get one. That's all right. I still got enough firepower to... If I'm confronted, I'm going to get it.
You know I'm a firm believer in self-defense.
Percent self-preservation. Let me know right now, you come at me, I don't know, military habit, whatever you want to call it, I'm going to get it.
I like to call it the fight or flight mode.
Yeah, I hear that. 100%. I was hearing a lot of fight or flight.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I wasn't trained to flight.